Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. And I'm just going to stop because somebody is about to pass. Good morning. This is Mole speaking, as I mentioned before, and that was somebody with two very tiny dogs, two tiny black dogs, following her. I thought I would start the podcast on the upper part of Knocklofty, so I'm less likely to disturb other people. But I'd no sooner got on the path when I glimpsed her. I thought I heard someone coming up now. Maybe this wasn't quite such a quiet spot as I thought. Today is the 22nd of June. Some say it is the first day of winter. I always think it's a bit earlier, but if it is, it's really come into its own today. It's clear blue sky, frosty, and yes, it was 1 degrees when I got up. I think it was probably colder when I woke up, and I could see a very thin slither of moon out of my bedroom window. Beautiful, beautiful day, and so I have been lured up Knocklofty, and I'm going to do the whole caboodle, which I haven't done for a few weeks. So I'm very, very much enjoying being up here. Excuse my occasional sniff, it's also that sort of cold nose dripping time of year, and I can't record and keep my nose dry at the same time. Also my hand, well, the hand I'm holding the phone with is a little bit cold still. I have a glove on the other one. So I'll just try and send my cold hand warm vibes from my gloved hand. It is just so beautiful. There's a kind of thick fog coming down the river, but I'm above it. But I noticed when I was beginning my ascent that there was some fog coming over the top, which I know sounds a bit weird, but it's coming from the next valley where they often have much higher fog. So I don't know whether I'm going to be a very big bird just flew over me. It isn't a crow, it's a currawong, I think. And what? I've got no idea what I was saying when that bird flew over me. Was I talking about the fog? Maybe when I get higher, I will be in it, but maybe by the time I get to the top, it will have dissipated. Who knows? I'm just enjoying it as it is now. And if the fog is there, I'll enjoy that too, because it feels wintry and this is my dream time. I went into the cafe this morning. They were all saying, come in from the cold. And I was really quite happy to be standing outside. No wind, just this cold. And of course, I'm very rugged up. I'm wearing a skivvy, and my mother's very worn out and holy. Cashmere jumper. that is, it's so holy I can't actually wear it on show, but it's beautiful under and other things. And on top of that, I'm wearing another holy, very holy jumper, a sort of purple, what's it called, that, those plaited things, oh, how ridiculous, I can't remember, a plaited stitch, got the sleeves rolled up. It's one of those jumpers that has grown over the years. I think I've had it for about 20 years. And every time I wear it, the sleeves get longer. So it's got these very warm, because they're rolled up, cuffs. And I've got my scarf on. And a beanie of merino possum, which is very warm. And of course, my one glove. So I'm not cold, except just that lovely sense of cold on my face. Although the sun is coming up, and on days like this, it often means that it's going to be quite a warm day. I'm not quite, when I say warm, it's relative. Another currawong, there are lots of them. I don't know if you know currawongs, they're sort of a flock of them actually. They're about the size of a crow, but they have white markings and they're much less sardonic in their calling. I'm going to have to stop for a moment because my dripping nose has become a bit more than a drip. Sorry. These birds are so heavy, you can kind of hear them cracking branches. And so my first thought was that there were some wallabies about, but definitely birds. And I suspect they're picking at bark, loose bark, to get insects underneath. I mentioned yesterday, I think, that I was going to start writing murmurs because I thought I might have other duties at the weekend. But as I half suspected, those duties are not going to be required, and it's going to be deferred for a couple of weeks. So I gathered quite a lot of good material for Mole yesterday, and I'm so glad I did it, because it's really meant that this walk is possible. It's not quite so crucial that Murmurs comes out tomorrow, but that is still my aim. It's still my aim. So, and I must say, I'm really enjoying, or was really enjoying yesterday, not working on the other stuff. Anyway, I think it's good that it sits for a little short while, and we'll see where it goes, see where it decides to go, see what I can see when I've had a couple of days of filling myself with something else and perhaps emptying myself of it. I'm really wary of it becoming a burden, and rather than something that one knows is difficult but can work through, knowing that there's an end to it, or there's a goal to it, there's a direction in which it wants to go to, even if the climb is going to be hard work. I was going to say like coming up not lofty, but today it doesn't feel like hard work. And perhaps I shouldn't say but, because that's it. If you can feel how drawn up something, like I am today, drawn up the mountain, it feels effortless. And so creating an environment for writing that draws you into it and makes it effortless, even though on other days the same kind of work would feel almost impossibly burdensome or effortful. I haven't finished my sentence. I think that's a little bit of an insight which I will try to carry away. I will carry away from this walk. This walk being drawn towards the top. I do hope that you had a lovely day yesterday, that that you're either enjoying the sun or enjoying the indoors, or not all, I think those are the two things, enjoying the outside or the inside, enjoying the fact of summer or the fact of winter, and that if it's really too much, that you can find some respite somewhere, like sometimes in summer when I used to have a car, I drove to the botanical gardens, where they've got a little building which is called the Macquarie Island building, and it replicates the climate and temperature and wind factor and dampness of Macquarie Island, which is south of Tasmania, a penguin colonied island. And I just used to go and stand in that for a while and breathe it in. There was a bit of a kind of refrigeration smell in there, which took away from the naturalness of it a bit, but it was a very, very welcome place to those of us who have an aversion to going to malls or supermarkets where you can get, where the air conditioning is good. Other times I just go to our local post office, where there's an ice cream freezer, and just stand next to it for a while. Oh, there are crows up here, you can hear. We form such a basin, this not lofty sort of forms a curve round Hobart proper. So a lot of the sound actually carries up here. So you can hear traffic up here, but it's quite a long way away. It looks very dinky car-ish from here. I'm just going to let you walk with me for a little while. morning. Now I'm at the beginning of the summit loop. I kind of thought I was up here already, but must be because I've been so long since I last did this walk that my natural sense of where I'm at has gone. This is the steepest bit of the top. My shadow is accompanying me, the sun is so bright. I suppose it's not really the beginning of the summit loop. The beginning of the summit loop was where I began the podcast. But there's a sort of quite a long zigzag track that gets you to the last dividing place, I suppose. So I'm on the summit loop track. And then there's a Mount Stewart circuit, so it branches off to in the direction of another suburb. The land has been bought piecemeal fashion by the council, and so there are kind of areas where they haven't been able to obtain the land that eat into them. And there used to be an access track lower down to get from this part of Knocklofty to Mount Stewart. And I used to see far more people here when that was open, but the people who own it have objected to people walking along the track at the top. So that's a bit of a pity, really, still. Pretty amazing how much of this land, really so close to the city, has been maintained as bush, as reserve. Okay.
One more person coming.
Okay. Hello.
Too quick for me.
No. It's certainly too quick for me. It's quite a good bike track up here too, so mountain biking. I'm not very far from the seat I once did a podcast from. I can't remember when it was. A sort of hand-hewn log. And so I think that'll be a good place to finish this one. I'm beginning to get quite warm. I'm going to have to remove my hat and scarf in a minute. I'm rather hoping that it won't become too warm for any other clothes, because they'll be awkward to carry. So yes, when I get to the bench, I think I'll kind of reorganise my clothing. I'm certainly not, it's funny, when I started, I felt as if the gloves I was wearing weren't enough. I could feel, you know, my fingertips felt really felt the cold. And I did have another pair in my bag, which I thought I might put over the top. But actually, what I'm going to be doing is removing the glove that I do have on. And I shall stay still where I'm doing that, because I'm a bit infamous for losing gloves. Coming down. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Well, and you?
Good, thank you.
Anyone else
was there? It's alright, I wasn't listening. Here is the seat. Whew. I can certainly feel that I haven't done that for a while, but never mind. It was really lovely. And the rest of the way to the summit is fairly easy graded, easy grading. So I'm going to leave you here now, and thank you very, very much for listening. May this glistening day come to you over the airwaves. Thank you very, very much for listening, and I'll talk to you again on Saturday.